And we also heard from Bandana Rana, chair of the Women's Commission for the Nepali government. Eva Castle and Bishnamaya Pariah were interviewed by Beck Muir. Frieda Worden spoke with Bandana Rana. You can hear this program again in the archive section of the Wings website. That's at wings.org. Wings thanks Women on the Line in Australia, the International Association of Women in Radio and TV, your local radio station, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughan, author of 36 Steps to a Gift Economy. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album A Circle is Cast. I'm Jane Williams. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.
It is.
Is it true?
Oh, it's true, man.
Is that sunshine out there?
Oh, sweet.
A sky of blue.
Blue.
Zero precipitation.
No rain.
Be in the moment, radio pals.
Right now.
CITR 101.9 FM. Breathe in the positive solar magic.
Oh, man, I love it.
While it lasts, God. That is. And keep the girls back there.
Oh,
and
man.
Daylight saving time, too.
It's, wow.
It's really a good thing.
Oh, beautiful.
Come celebrate the coming sunset with moi.
Excellent.
Long John Tanner and that evil offspring of semi-legendary J.B. Shane, Nimrod.
Hi, everybody.
This is Radio Radio.
Cool. Oh, listen to this. The birds are coming back. The birds. Oh. It's so wonderful! One moment, please.
One moment, please.
Or maybe 2 moments. Could take 3 moments with Long John Tanner operating. It could take the best part of the next hour and a half of this little program that we call Radio Radio. Long John being a longtime professional, he's getting old. Sometimes the operation's a bit sloppy. We do apologize for that. But pay it no mind, because here comes Peter, Bjorn, and John, not Tanner. What's happening to that machine? Kick it. Kick
it. Both those machines are going...
Our machines are getting... Oh, there it is. There. Oh, got it.
That's the wrong track.
That's the wrong track?
Yeah. It doesn't want to play track...
Track one?
Track one doesn't want to play. I don't know what the hell's going on here.
Well, it's probably the machine.
Yeah.
You know, you can rage at it if you want, because, you know, sometimes that technology gets to be a little too much. We call it radio anxiety. Okay, I think we're in business now.
Oh, don't count your chickens.
I don't get it.
Oh, I see. It goes into track two. That's just a short track one.
Oh, that's just the intro. Oh.
Son of Night Dreams, formerly this is Radio Radio here at CITR. As we just like to mention, Pacific Daylight Shaving Time is 6:10.
Isn't it nice to have the sun for the first day of daylight saving? Because it's all going to end. It's all going to come to a bitter end soon, and then we're going to be back to the the ennui that covered the Lower Mainland for the last, it seems like years, but the last couple of weeks or so. Hi, I'm Nimrod. That's Long John Tanner. I'm very happy to be back. I was not snowblind up there in the Whistler area. I don't go up there. There's too many assholes. I try and stay away from that. You know, it's an anxiety thing. I'll tell you a little bit later on. I was doing a movie shoot and a local shoot. It's pretty exciting for me to get to play, with a speaking role. Like I've been an extra before, but you know that sucks. And and now you know it's a beautiful thing to be able to have lines. All those actors or wannabe actors out there will know exactly what we mean. And we would
how is the craft table?
The what table?
The crafts table for, you know, the snacks and stuff.
It was a low-budget production. We just went to the 7-Eleven and picked up a couple of slushies, and that was it. but, you know, director paid for it. We'll tell you about that a little bit later on. Tonight's Radio in Paradise Cost on CITR 101.9 is brought to you with grants from the Anti-Poverty Committee. And a reminder that tonight at 6:30, just to rub it in, Sammy and those Olympic dodos will be at City Hall about 6:30 with the new $1,600 Olympic flag, which is kind of like a little more benign swastika, if you will. Old one was stolen. Wasn't me. Was it you?
No.
Wednesday, it's the Olympic light display, or is it the other way around? I don't know what the hell they're doing tonight, but protesters, First Nations, disabled, homeless, the pissed off, that's many of us, will be seen and heard. Sorry, Sam, and Olympic souvenirs are flying off the shelf. We'll be giving one away just a little bit later on. Right now, for City Hall, lunatics are in charge, but you know them.
Full of cynics who want to twist the people's wrist. They're watching every move we make. We're all included on the list. Cowboy told us, and who am I to disagree? 'Cause when the madman flicks the switch, the new player will go for me. The lunatics have taken over the asylum. The lunatics have taken over the asylum. But I just cannot see the point. 'Cause there's so much food here today. No one wants to take away. The lunatics have taken over the asylum. The lunatics have taken over the asylum.
Right there at 12th and Camby, they've taken over.
They've had it for a long time. You know, they kind of trade hands. You know, left goes right goes left. You know how it is. And nothing gets done. You know, fighting amongst themselves or they grab it all for themselves. But that's politics. Who was that, by the way? That's cool.
Well, that's Cipriano with Decaf and the Stuntman from a brand new CD. We'd like to thank Cipriano for all the hard work there, because that's an old tune, right, Captain?
Well, that was Captain Sensible. He originally did that, one of his solo albums after leaving The Damned. They always say that you never can leave The Damned. We are The Damned. Damn it. It's 6:15. That's the only time check you get right now. And we bring that up because what time is sunset, Dad?
Oh, sunset is
after
7 sometime.
Oh, that's really clear. Thanks a lot. Why don't you go just, you know, phone the planetarium, find out when the sunset is. We have a little. Is that somebody on the line? Do we have a listener?
No.
Do we actually have a listener out there?
Oh, no.
Oh, thanks to all those who made pledges, by the way, for this show. We came out tops. I think it was like $250,000 in pledges from our listenership. And Lydia said, You guys rule. And of course, you know, and I just said, Lydia, everybody rules. It's cool, sweetheart. It's okay. No problem. This is former son of Night Dreams Call Radio, Radio CITR 101.9.
Ricky Lee Jones on Radio CITR. That's a new CD, too, Nimrod, isn't it?
Well, that is a new CD. She was part of a collective of musicians in Los Angeles, or L.A., doing songs based on biblical text. And Ricky Lee has... She just played here last week, but I couldn't afford tickets, man. You know, nobody gives us anything. I mean, you go back to the day when, you know, back in that day when you always got tickets. You know, you were a somebody, and you got tickets, and you know, but prices and stuff, man. Like, you know, I would have loved to have seen her in the Commodore a couple nights ago. Heard she was great. And she was part of, as I said, that collective, and her choice of material, like they gave her text and she worked that around. Not Elvis Cadillac, this song, but much of the rest of the CD, which is, of course, called The Sermon, on Exposition Boulevard. Very, very good. Ricky Lee Jones, and speaking of the South, like from L.A., you go east and then you hit the oasis of Austin, Texas.
Whoa.
When that is now where our esteemed but kind of overweight music director, Mr. Lucas Meat, is right now. And I can only imagine how many Lone Star beers he's put away by this morning. And we're expecting him to call us. And we're also expecting, and we'll talk about the South by Southwest Music Conference in a bit, but we're also expecting... a British band to pop in here. We've given them the invite, and once they're finished with their sound check, the block party will probably be in here, and maybe we'll get them to choose a couple songs, stuff, you know, the usual. Give away a T-shirt and the like.
Yeah, well, they're playing tonight, aren't they? They're in town, block party.
Yeah, it's sold out. Too bad for you.
Ah, too bad at the Orpheum. Too bad. Well, you know, if a block party doesn't make it tonight, the other person who is playing at GM Place might drop in. Not the Pussycat Dolls. Christina, what's her name? Yes.
It's Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
Can you say Christina Aguilera?
No, I'd rather say block party.
Block party. Say block party.
Yeah, block party.
CITR 101.1. I have decided.
Kreuzberg is a place.
Where?
Berlin.
Really?
Berlin. I've been there. Dad took me there. We went to, I was really young, but I remember going across the wall even into East Berlin. A movie, if you haven't seen The Lives of Others, that's one you got to see. Anyway, getting off track as usual.
Block party.
Block party. We're expecting them in any time in the next half hour before their set is on later tonight, sold out at the Orpheum Theater. This is Daylight Saving Time. Check your clock, put it back, or put it forward. It's your choice. Doesn't really matter.
What difference does it make?
I just saw those emails you got piled up over there. One says my name on there.
Oh, yes. Do you want to read those? Here, well, just pass them over. Because you were away a couple of weeks ago, and I thought the last I heard you were over in the North Shore, and I thought you were snow blinded because all the snow over there.
Yeah.
But
well,
what really happened?
No. As I said, I was doing a small role in
movie.
A locally shot Ed Jurak production called The Miserablest, which is about a local politician. We won't give names, who is also a serial killer, aren't they all? And famed character actor John Tierney plays the title role. I'm his wife's hunky boy toy, which is a role that I play really well, girls. You chicks out there, Nimrod's available. But hey, thanks for all the supportive emails. One from CITR listener Joanne Dodge. Where the fuck is that Nimrod? Is he in jail again or what? Ha, ha, ha. From Bob in Kits, thank God he's gone. Now I can listen to Radio without heaving. Hey, Bob, bite it, buddy.
Bite the bullet. Bite the bullet now with Mother, Mother.
We're on the sea, we're in a ship, and we are sailing by. All of the fish and all the octopi, we look them right into their octopi. I'm on the sea, I got a mermaid looking right at me. I said, hey baby, why don't you come up top? You can flip, flop while we cruise the Florida Keys. Oh, remember when we said, you're gonna see us on a red ship sailing. We'll think of you on your solid ground. You think of us out here sailing around. Sailing around. Polynesia. 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 Oceania. New Caledonia. We drop the hook on the Capricorn. Remember when we said, you're gonna see us with a sailor tan. We'll think of you and your stark white hands. Building your model ships, wishing you were sailing around.
Mother, Mother, from CITR's Radio, where Pacific Daylight Slaving Time is now 6:33.
Mother, Mother are part of the contingent of Canadian acts playing at South by Southwest. Very cool music event in Austin, Texas, where they hate Bush. That's the only that's the place in Texas you want to go to. And I want to ask you, Long John Tanner, esteemed host of this program on CITR 101.9, hope I got that right, about last night, where you were, what you did, who you saw, what you heard.
Oh, I can't say all I saw and did, but what I heard was the Zombies.
Cool.
Zombies were playing at Richards on Richards last night, and it was quite intriguing because at one point, Rod Argent, the singer for the band, said, the only other time we've been in Vancouver was back in 1965, and I thought, wait a minute,
I know somebody who was at that concert, and then we've got that someone on the phone right now. It's Auntie Pam.
Is she that old? Are you that old, Long John Tanner?
Oh, I know. We don't want to get into age right now, but Auntie Pam is here, and back in 1965, she was a nice older person DJ on CKLG. Pam,
oh, God.
Can you tell us all about that show the Zombies were on in 1965?
Well, I sure can, John. This is pre-Boss Jock era, 1965.
Right.
When we had a lion in your tank.
A lion in your tank.
Lion Radio, CKLG, its original incarnation. And yes, the cavalcade of stars came through, I think, the first time in 64 and the second time in 65. And that was a Dick Clark road show.
Oh.
And all kinds of groups were on. It was a... Should we use the word eclectic mix, to say the least, in both the shows?
Right.
And I had the pleasure of emceeing, partly emceeing. Oh, there was about six acts on the show, six or seven, I can't remember. And we all got to bring on the different acts. There was Sonny and Cher and Jackie to Shannon and the Marvelettes, one of the early Motown groups.
Wow.
Those were the days.
Yeah.
And how about, remember, walking in the sand, remember.
How much were the ticket prices, Auntie?
They were about $3.
Of course,
$4? I don't know. I didn't pay.
You, Long John, and my dad always got on the guest list, you know. Anyway, so it doesn't matter.
So, but the Shangri-Las did play that show, too.
Well, I remember your dad, Nimrod, and he was around, but I think he was in Kamloops, Sam.
Oh, I don't think I'd want to bring that up to him.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, yes, the Zombies, I always remember, because that was my little chunk of the show, is to bring on the Zombies.
And, wow.
I remember Rod Argent. I saw a picture of him in the paper the other day, and he looked like that back then. He had stovepipe black. Mod pants on and sort of and little English choir boy kind of guys, you know?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
When they came out and did their thing, they did Tell Her No and She's Not There, the early hits, and they were really good.
Well, they did those songs last night.
Oh, I wish I could have been there.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, when they did Tell Her No, they extended it, and Colin Blunstone did an amazing keyboard extravaganza extending the song. Yeah.
Well, it was very good. They were very good. They were a very original kind of sounding band. Nobody quite sounded like they did.
Mm-hmm. Well, sort of timely pop music, really. And I always thought, you know, when I was listening to my dad's old LPs, that it was Rod Argent who was actually the keyboard player, because I remember Argent, the band, and Hold Your Head Up, which they did last night.
They did Hold Your Head Up, but actually, you know, it was Colin Blunstone.
I thought, you know, it's funny, because I thought it was Rod Argent, too, but I don't know, maybe the years of befuddled us.
Yeah. Well, no, Colin was definitely playing the keyboards last night, and wow, was he ever playing it. From Jerry Lee Lewis style to, like, real jazzy kind of summertime stuff, you know. But anyway, thank you, Auntie Pam, for giving us that little history of when the Zombies
were
first in town.
Voice.
And one of the songs, I'm quite sure they did this song. They did so many songs, but I woke up in the night and it kept going through my head, so I'm sure this is one of the songs they did at the show last night, so we're going to play it. It's called Whenever You're Ready. And thank you for the memories of Boss Radio in 1965, that nice older person, Auntie Pam.
You're not teaching me.
Zombies, C-I-T-R. Ooh.
Well, we thank Auntie Pam for calling up and giving us some real interesting music nostalgia from the Vancouver scene.
Totally.
I wasn't even around, man. You know,
yeah,
it's so cool that you can remember that still, and it's so cool. And you can even remember last night when you were there.
Oh, barely. You know, I'm just not used to staying up that late. But
oh,
the band
poor
came
baby.
On. Yeah, the band came on about 9 o'clock, and they played till 10:45. It was an hour and 45-minute show. Now, something I'd forgotten: an Argent song. They did "Hold Your Head Up," which is really a rock classic, and another one that Argent did I'd forgotten about called "God Gave Rock and Roll to You," which when I heard it, I thought, oh, yeah, I haven't heard that one for a long time. But some of the people that were playing on the... Do you remember? You wouldn't remember, but your dad has some...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hold your head up. Hold your head up.
Yeah.
I think I can recall that somewhere in his collection. But did they do anything off the Oracle, you know, that...
Yes.
Odyssey and Oracle?
Odyssey and Oracle from 1968 or 67, which is interesting because when they finished recording that album, they broke up.
Yeah.
And it was later that Time of the Season became a hit, but they did about five or at least six songs from that, a whole succession of songs in a row. It was such a varied concert because they did the old 60s hits, they did a lot of jazzy stuff, they did like Summertime and Going Out of My Head, Little Anthony and the Imperials, they did Jimmy Ruffin's What Becomes of the Broken Hearted,
beautiful
version of that. And it was sometimes it was kind of like an R&B band, you know, it was really amazing the different feels they had, but they were so professional. And interesting that some of the people playing in the band, like I think the guy's name was Keith Airy, the guitar player, and apparently he used to play with McCartney, and he also played with Band-Aid. He was on Band-Aid, the original group, and I think that's who it was. I was trying to find out, because it's hard to understand them when they're announcing people on stage, so I checked it on the internet today.
Over here is Rod Argent.
Yeah, and Rod's cousin, Jim, it's either Jim Rodford or Rockford, because I found two different...
Say his name again?
Jim Rodford or Rockford.
Was he the guy with the Kinks for a while?
Yes, he was
okay,
with the Kinks.
Yeah, I remember that name from the back of, I don't know which album it was, but I remember seeing that name.
Okay, well, he played with the Kinks and also with Lonnie Donegan, which goes way back, and he was also with Argent when they first started out. And Jim's son, Steve, was the drummer. So there you go. He had a real mixed bag of music. But we're so infatuated with zombieism, we're going to do it again here now. More zombies.
CITR 101.9.
This is Radio Radio, Trash Tanner with Son of Shane, Nimrod. Send this one to Oakland, California.
She stands by the lights at the foot of the audience. Smile on her face, taking in the everything. She loves the way they love her. She loves the way they love her. And she smiles. Trips on the wire as he's paying her compliments. She loves the way he loves her. She loves the way he loves her. And she smiles. She loves every sweet talking line. She loves the way he loves her.
Yes, okay, Zombie Mania here on Radio at CITR with 8 days till the spring equinox arrives.
Did you get a Zombies t-shirt?
No, I didn't.
It was a pretty hefty ticket price.
Yeah.
I mean, really, you should have been on the guest list, and I'm sure that if Rod and Colin come back, man, you will be. This is CITR at, we won't even give the time, but the sunset's about, what, half an hour away, would you say?
Somewhere in that time frame, 45 minutes or so, yeah.
Okay, this program, which was formerly known as Son of Night Dreams, now called Radio, may be responsible for constipation, diarrhea, dizziness, lightheadedness, or nausea, decreased sexual ability, dry mouth, loss of appetite, muscle pain or cramps, muscle weakness, numbness or tingling, restlessness, sore throat or fever, unusual tiredness or weakness, vision changes, vomiting. My God! I think I need rehab.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, they tried to make me go to rehab. I won't go.
Son of Night Dreams, formerly this show is now called Radio at CITR. And there was Amy Winehouse and
little rehab. Okay, well, Nimrod's getting some rehab for a few seconds here, and I'm just looking out the window. It's a beautiful night. You can see after the sun goes down. Get used to this new time we're in. Speaking of time, Pacific Daylight Starving Time is 10 minutes to 7 o'clock. I'm Trash Tanner, and are you ready for Asteroid Apophis? Yes, it'll be 5 Earth diameters away from us in 2029, Asteroid Apophis. It's only 320 meters across. That's about 1,050 feet for you down south. But here's the good news. Asteroid Apophis is supposed to perhaps even strike the Earth or come close to it in 2036. We won't know till 2029 if it's going to hit us or not. But meanwhile, I think I'll just look through the brand new Discorder magazine here and get into some Canadian content from Montreal. The Bresnard Lakes are the dark horse.
Oh,
some devastation.
Hey, look at that sunset coming up.
Ooh, from Montreal, the Bresnard Lakes are the dark horse. From Radio.
This is CITR.
And we're streaming.
We are streaming.
And
meaning
we're podcasting.
We are. You can iPod. We can iPod. Everyone can iPod because we're all turning into little iPod people. Once again, we are at, if you're just listening on the radio, it's CITR 101.9. Please don't confuse us with that disgusting Rock 101. If you hear Seeker, Journey, or Brian Adams, chances are you're on the wrong station. We're just up here. Tonight's Radio in Paradise Cost is brought to you by grants from the Anti-Poverty Committee. I want to ask a question of Long John Tanner. You haven't seen today's Vancouver 24 Hours, that little rag.
No.
Okay. They are covering what has transpired, I would assume has transpired at City Hall with the unveiling of the new Olympic flag or the new Olympic donkey, whatever it is. And so I pick
donkey.
Up, I want to ask you if this hits you the same way as it hit. Do you think that this, it says right here, anti-Olympics aboriginals threaten Paralympic flag ceremony, full story, page 5. But the headline in big, bold, black and white letters, protesters on warpath. Does that strike you as being a little racist, maybe?
That is a little racist,
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if it's intended that way. Maybe it's, they try to be cute, you know. I mean, what do you say about something like that?
Well.
So at any rate, if anybody has been at the City Hall for the activities tonight at all, give us a call, let us know. If not, we will probably read about it all tomorrow in 24.
Okay, and some of the background music you've heard in this portion of Son of Night Dream CITR with Trash Tanner and Nimrod Jr., Son of Shane, have been brought to you by Cipriano with Decaf and the Stuntman, as we're hearing right now. And we are streaming or we are podcasting. Take your pick at CITR.ca and go to schedule if you'd like to get the podcasting information. Otherwise, just follow the instructions and we're streaming to you, Bumpo, and all around the world.
Hey, it's the 80s, man.
If I sit and walk my way, would you sympathize? Could you sympathize? Rescue.
dum dum. Yeah, you. I forget just what I meant. Broke my neck, lost respect. It was my fall from grace. It was my total eclipse. I'm sorry, lips. I'm sorry, grace. It's just the blues I'm singing. It's just the blues I'm singing. I'm singing. It's just the blues I'm singing.
Very live, Echo and the Bunnymen.
That was recorded fairly recent, actually, and that's off a live CD. We've seen it many times in the, well, you know, we talk about the 80s, and you were lying outside getting some sunshine on this first day
this
of...
this afternoon.
First day of daylight saving time.
Yeah.
You were just kind of lying there, and the sun rays were doing their thing, and you were doing your thing. Peeing in the bushes because you couldn't get to the washroom in time, such is old age. Anyway, you're hearing snippets of conversation. Always a fun thing to do, just to either be in an area where there's lots of people, a lot of things going on, lie down on a bench if you can't close your eyes, and just listen to the sounds around you. And what did you hear, Long John?
Well, here at the University of British Columbia, just outside the Student Union building, there are many students walking by.
And I
heard a young lady's voice saying, "Oh, that's so 80s.
What do you think she was referring to? The clothes or the...
Or, I don't know.
Or was she referring to you? Lying down there.
It could be.
Oh, it's so 60s. our self-indulgent, smug little radio program here, Radio on CITR 101.9, is dedicated to our inconvenience store listeners, minimum wage earners, whom, according to their CEOs, will now be referred to as sales associates. No longer just clerks. We're going to be sales associates at $6 an hour. Hi, I'm Nimrod, your unfriendly sales associate here at Heaven 11. How may I hinder you?
Oh, God. Okay, here we are. Arcade Fire have a brand new CD out called Neon Bible, and we're going to play one of the tracks off here that Wynn Butler said. Well, he said the whole album's a little cynical and despairing.
Oh, really?
Yes. But they thought it'd be cool if, get this, the Violent Femmes did a version of this song we're about to play. I think it might be too. But anyway, if you haven't heard it yet, it was recorded in a church in Montreal's Eastern Townships. And how many songs they recorded is anybody's guess. But according to Wynn's diary on the Arcade Fire website, they posted over 100 songs on MySpace under fake band names, compiling the album's final track list for the most popular songs. I wonder if that's true or not.
No.
Parking the cars in the underground.
You were caught unawares.
Holy mackerel.
Did it just end like that?
I guess it just ended just like that.
Were you not watching the time? Tisk, tisk.
Tisk, tisk.
And you who've been like 4 decades in the broadcast industry, be aware of these things, man. But I know things are a little slower these days.
Yeah,
it happens like that.
That's right.
Well, then, Arcade Fire, and the name of the album, of course, as everybody knows by now, it's in your face. It's flying out the doors. It's called Neon Bible. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how many people realize this. I'm tooting my own little horn because there was a movie in my dad's collection probably about 10 years ago by esteemed English director Terrence Davies called Neon Bible. So one wonders exactly did the Arcade Fire take that from, you know, look at that movie title, man.
Yeah.
Let's call it Neon Bible. Probably not. We'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
You never know, though.
Oh, you're being skeptical now, cynical old man.
That track called Antichrist Television Blues. Now, apparently they were talking about the comparison to Springsteen and the sound of that. And
well, they always have to make comparisons, right? You know, something always sounds like something else. That's the way it is. You know that.
Win Butler said anyway that, Springsteen is the poor man's Dylan, and we just had this song that was sort of this rock and roll Cajun beat, and we don't want to be scared of comparisons, which is good to hear anyway. So there you go. Neon Bible Like Funeral, by the way, is about searching for light in the darkness.
Well, it's very epic-like, actually, the sound of the whole album, right?
Sense amid the nonsense.
Yes, exactly. And speaking of epics, I guess you heard, do you ever heard of the movie? Well, of course you have, but you don't go to the films. You wait for second run or the DVD, cheapskate. 300, The Battle of Thermopylae.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah. It is the biggest March opening ever. 70 million BAFO, box office. Studio heads can now cut back on their effects. A visual spectacular. But in Greece, they say it's completely inaccurate. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. But hey, Costas, it's only another video game dressed up as history. Our recommendation this week, double bill at the Van City Theater, most comfortable theater in town, on Seymour at Gavey. Great twisted animation from Denmark, Turkle in Trouble. It's a hoot. It's great. Linda, all-girl pop band in today's Tokyo. Think Jim Jarmusch and Aki Kaurismäki. Long John is giving me sort of like, what? The two of them downing sake with a shonen knife in Shibuya. Very cool, very bittersweet, but in a good way. And a reminder that the Wasabi Kid, Alex
and you,
and Kara Sue, coming to you in approximately 17 minutes.
I was at that theater.
What theater?
The one you were just talking about.
What were you there for?
I was there for Rocket.
Oh, okay.
Rocket Richard. We went on a Sunday morning to one of their specials.
Richard. Oh, the movie Rocket.
The movie
Richard.
Rocket,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay.
Excellent movie.
Well, thank you for that information.
Anytime.
I'm sure.
No charge.
And look at that weather.
When you take me across the channel, London Bridge is falling down. A woman tries to say what a man will try to drown, and he's the rain that they predicted. It's the forecast every time. The rose has died because you picked it. I believe that brand is mine, and all over the world, strangers talk only about the weather. It's the same. never buy umbrellas, for there's always one around. Once again, we're strangers, and the fog comes rolling in, and all over the world, strangers talk only about the weather.
Gee whiz, here we are.
Gee whiz?
I'm sorry, slipping back into my 50s lingo here again.
Well, yeah, 50s, 80s. Marianne Faithfull, a beautiful album produced by Hal Wilner. Speaking of which, we will have something that he has produced, something pretty special coming up, hopefully, in the next 10 minutes, if we can keep our mouths shut. And Marianne Faithfull doing a song written by Tom Waits called Strange Weather, which has probably one of the great lines in popular music that you know, unless you're a Tom Waits fan. And all over the world, people are talking only about the weather. Which is, of course, a good intro for you with the weather forecast, but you don't have that.
No, I'm sorry.
No, yeah. You're friends with Wayne Cox, right? I mean, you worked with him. You were one of his. He's one of your proteges. Maybe you could call him, and you know, we could ask. He goes on the air with Fred and Kathy. Well, I don't see why he couldn't do it with you, man.
Yeah, whatever.
You got cachet. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you ever eaten at Jolly's Indian Bistro?
Yes, I love it. I love Jolly's Indian Bistro.
Yeah.
Is this a plug to get a free tally or something?
Oh,
or
no, it's funny because I was in there ordering some naan the other day and he stuck this extra stuff in my bag. I just, you know, oh, where'd this come from? Oh, it was just a treat from Jolly anyway.
Was it like butter sauce?
The chicken kind of orangey sauce.
I'm getting hungry.
So, and then afterwards we went to the Hollywood Theater to see Casino Royale, Fran Dance and I, and that was great fun too. What a long movie, but intense. Ooh. Yeah.
What do you think of the new James Bond, Daniel Craig?
Great. Yeah, he's a real James Bond guy, you know. And, forget the gimmicks, he's a real man, you know. A real belching man.
A real man. So what do we got happening right now?
Well, we're trying to get out of the business, aren't we, or no?
Well, no, you had a comment, and an interesting comment that you made, and this is something I've never thought about, of course, being a lot younger than you, but I kind of sense that my dad feels the same way, and that is that being around here at CITR, you were saying that, what was it you were saying about everybody that, not everybody, but a lot of people that are working around here, the Young Turks, want to get into the business, and you and my dad want to stay out of the business. They don't know what they're in for. I mean, I've got memos and horror stories of the nightmare that was commercial radio, though you guys did have fun back in the day.
I just found some memos from CKVN, circa early 70s, from Terry David Mulligan.
You found some memos from TDM?
Yes.
Oh, come on. Will you bring them next show?
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, an exclusive actual memos written by Terry David Mulligan back in the 1970s when he was programming director at CKVN. Few of the listenership here would really remember that.
Yeah, whatever.
But whatever.
So last night, the opening band for The Zombies was a local band, and I got a chance to actually meet the guy behind the band, The Awkward Stage, and I'd like to say hi to them, Shane Nelka. Duncan, who is vocalist, acoustic guitar, electric guitar, bass and keyboards, and backing vocals here, the Shamettes with Kurt Dahl and drums. It's a title track, Heaven is for Easy Girls. Here's the awkward stage on Radio Radio. They are the Awkward Stage on CITR's Radio Radio, featuring, of course, the voice of the man. The man's name is Shane Nelkin.
You had to look on a piece of paper for that, though.
Don't tell Shane that. This is Radio Radio, formerly Sound of Night Dreams, home of Nardwar, the human serviette. Friday is at 3 p.m. on this radio station.
Oh, they're inducting him into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland tonight, along with Patti Smith, the Ronettes, and R.E.M.
Whoa.
All right. Now, this we played something, Marianne Faithfull doing Strange Weather, the Tom Waits song, a little earlier on, produced by the great Hal Wilner, who has an album out that he produced. Actually, he's produced it, but it's under the auspices of Gore Verbinski, director, and Johnny Depp, actor. I guess it's supposed to tie in with Pirates of the Caribbean, but it's got nothing really to do with that. These are songs that came out back in the day, in 1874, you know.
Really?
These are really old.
Sea shanties.
Yeah, they are sea shanties, all kinds of things. Most of them you don't know. Some of them you do know. This song here, can I get that? There's the ship. You can see it.
Oh, yeah, just we're at Newton Wind here right now, right. And we're gazing out across the inlet there.
There it is. Now, picture this. There's the ship. There's the sails, and there's the cruel sea captain on there. Song was first published as a broadside ballad in the 19th century. Many such songs were a form of popular protest against the cruelty and injustice of the times. Copies of the songs were in sheet music, sold on the streets. They were often written anonymously. At sea, the captain, as you know, was the absolute authority. Little or no restraints, a cruel captain could subject his crew, especially young men, to tortures we can hardly imagine today. And look at that face.
Sounds like Lydia or Bryce.
Oh, no.
No. Not that harsh.
Here he is on the deck of the ship looking mean and...
Happy trails from Radio Radio. Will you be back in 2 weeks, Nimrod?
We'll give it some thought.
Arr, matey.
Out to sea.
Into the apple barrel with ya.
Yes, it's right.